you will be quiet, you will allow people to have the time that has been set aside for them, or I will have you removed.
A heated crowd of more than 1,500 state delegates filled the Southtown Expo Center in Sandy on Saturday. But they remained pretty tame when the HB 116 repeal came to a vote, an issue that divided the Republicans by a margin of 94 votes. Opponents of the repeal had one last chance to make their case before delegates cast their votes. Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff told the crowd the program would make his job easier by providing a mechanism to prosecute illegal immigrants who are breaking the law. And Senator Kurt Bramble added, illegal immigration is the most expensive unfunded mandate in the state's history.
HB 116 stops the unfunded federal mandate. It starts by penalizing illegals. This isn't amnesty, folks. 10 times the federal penalty, the maximum federal penalty, is where this bill starts.
Bramble said the law requires illegal immigrants to pay for their own health care, pay taxes to offset education, prevents them from obtaining unemployment or welfare benefits, and revokes the license of businesses that continue to hire illegal immigrants. But ultimately, delegates followed the lead of the Salt Lake, Washington, and Utah County Conventions and supported the resolution to repeal. Carrie Witte, a legislative education officer in Provo, has been one of the organizers in the fight against the bill from its inception. She crafted the resolution after Governor Gary Herbert signed it into law.
It was a total grassroots effort. I mean, we were up against big money from Washington, D.C. that had been thrown at us this last week, and big money from Salt Lake City, special interest groups.
They were also up against Utah Senate Republicans and the governor. Utah County Delegate Brandon Beckham, who had a big part in mobilizing delegates, says this will definitely be a campaign issue.
Even in the losing counties, we have about 40 to 50% that are still not in favor of this bill. So when it comes election time, it's going to be, hey, did you vote for this bill? Your record's there? Are you going to repeal? No? Okay, well, it might be a huge issue.
Harriman Representative Carl Wimmer says he's happy with the results of the vote and plans to support a repeal in the 2012 legislative session. But he hopes Saturday's resolution doesn't tear the party in half.
It's symbolic more than anything else. However, these delegates can hold their elected officials accountable. If they ignore their will, they do so at their own peril. The thing I believe, though, is that you have to look at the candidate as a whole and not just discount a candidate based on one vote.
Michelle King is an alternate delegate from Kane County. She agrees with Wimmer that immigration shouldn't be the issue that divides the party, but opposed the repeal. King and her husband were cut short from voicing their opposition prior to the vote because of time constraints. She says she recently changed her mind about illegal immigration after spending the summer studying the history of the issue.
If you look at the history of our immigration laws, you will find that they're based on quotas and racism. And I mean, there's no specific clause in the Constitution that gives the federal government the ability to regulate immigration. It's naturalization, which is citizenship only, but nothing to do with residence.
King notes she is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but says she'd made her decision long before the church released a statement that was seen as a strong display of support for HB 116. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.